The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Okay, so you were called out this morning by Chris Cruz on the air.
Uh-huh. What?
You were out a little bit.
Me? Shocking. Personally? Joy Villa?
Yeah, you and Kaya were called out.
Oh, me and Kaya.
We talked about getting a special invite to a movie with Glenn the other night.
And
it was, what did you guys think of the movie American Assassin?
Amazing.
Okay, I was living that movie.
Yes.
Okay, I was inside that movie. I was that guy. It was killer. Mm-hmm. The action was crisp. It was patriotic.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Keaton, I loved it.
He was awesome in it.
Sanaa Lathan, mm-hmm. It was awesome.
And that's
really
why,
well done.
That's why Chris called you out.
Because I loved it? Because
yeah,
he's a hater.
No, because you were a little vocal about liking it.
Oh, in the theater or out?
I loved it.
I was trying to tell Kaya to quiet down, to be a little less black.
You were pretty...
Listen.
Wait, what?
Black people talk loud in movies.
Yeah, we do.
Is that a thing?
Oh,
yes.
Of course. You've racist. You've never been to a movie theater with a black
person.
Listen,
I have transcended race, Kaya. Or Joy. I have transcended race. People know that. I no longer see in racial terms. I mean, I think that's pretty obvious.
But you can't hear them?
Yeah, I can still hear race, though. Yeah. You're right. I can't still hear.
You can hear. You know you can hear some black walking down that street.
Yeah.
Oh. And in a movie theater is even worse.
Quote, you can hear some black.
That's right. That's right. Yeah.
No, but Chris was sleeping in the back. What is he talking about?
Oh, snap. That's why he was
grumpy.
It's
been a long day, but
I'm joking.
You guys were pretty interactive with the movie.
Yeah, we were.
You were helping it out a little bit there.
You know what? And I can't apologize for it because it happens all the time. I'm always like, I'm so sorry. Because sometimes I go out to movie theaters and they've never been to a theater with me and they don't know that I'm going to literally, oh no, don't go in there. Oh shoot, that was a mistake. Oh, he's about to die. He's about to die. No, why did you do that?
The whole time. Oh, yeah. Right on. So
it was double trouble.
Yeah, but Chris was the only one who voiced an objection to it. He's the only one. So
okay, so that shows Chris.
He's the only one who voiced an objection to it.
So what you're saying is that you had a problem with it too? Because you were sitting beside the two biracial women. What's the problem?
I've got an objection I'd like to raise.
Yes,
okay.
What do you got there?
Why are you bringing this up again? Because
yeah.
I didn't get an invite.
See, that's not right.
So what's going on here? I mean, he does this. He's doing this all morning.
Glenn,
he's like just rubbing it in.
He didn't invite some people. He and just personal invitation, a special private screening.
Or maybe he was hoping you guys.
It
as
was
good.
Private. It was
as,
very exclusive. As, we're sorry you weren't invited.
Are you?
Yeah.
As, I don't feel that.
As good staff.
I wasn't in charge of an invitation.
Invite your fellow coworkers.
Mm-hmm.
I've got an admission to make too.
Uh-oh, okay, Doc. Here it goes. Tell us the truth.
This is not to trigger you guys. I'm just telling you. You guys really didn't get an invitation.
What?
I invited you along, and Glenn, he was very happy to have you along. But I said, hey, can we bring the Kaya and Joy? And he goes, oh, yeah, that'd be great.
Mm.
So maybe it was an oversight.
So we came with you.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, Doc, thank you.
Yeah. Now, he was happy to have you along. He may have not realized you were going to be around or something, didn't see you, whatever.
Yeah.
But then he was like, oh, yeah, that'd be great.
Oh, that's awesome.
But,
okay, good. So take some of the heat off my feelings.
You just heard
crushed. Oh, wait, we got a call here. Who's on the line?
I'm going to call foul play.
Oh, okay.
It's Chris Cruz. You're going to call foul play?
Yes.
Uh-oh.
What's that?
You were the one that raised the issue.
I'm sorry, what?
It was not me.
Ooh.
It was you, the one that raised the issue. You've been complaining since hour one.
I don't know about that. That doesn't sound right. Keith, does that sound right?
No, that sounds about accurate.
Kirk, I think Chris is going into a tunnel right now.
Yeah, he just dropped. So.
Shoot.
Oh, wait, what?
All I'm saying is it was you guys. It was not me.
I don't know.
Oh, this is Chris. Oh,
his
boy.
Mistakes were made, but not by me.
If, let's say hypothetically you are right, that I'm the one who called them out, which
Doc.
I don't remember it that way.
Right.
I'm sure I was speaking on your behalf because
so Doc not only
you
invited
somebody
us, but
to,
had a problem with it after the fact.
To speak up on your behalf. I feel
I
like
felt
I...
rule
you know.
Violation. Rule violation.
Which rule violation?
Wrong.
Name them. Which one?
Wrong.
Which
I'd
rule?
Say maybe you did not come clean.
Coming clean. Wow. You got me with a rule three there.
Yep.
Okay. Rule three violation. I contributed to the calling out of Joy and Kaya.
What?
Okay, I'm going to go and admit to that.
Doc, you should have said that from the get-go.
I'm coming clean here.
Doc,
but let
you
me
don't
just
start
point out,
nothing. There won't be nothing.
He's accustomed to very docile women.
Excuse me. There was a rule two violation by y'all, though.
What?
Rule two?
Rule two.
What is rule two?
Keep the talent happy. Keep the town happy.
Right. Violation.
Just saying, yeah. Violation. And a Rule 5 violation. Just because you can doesn't mean you should.
Okay. There's too many numbers. It's math
involved. I'm saying.
So, okay. First of all, thank you for the invitation.
Yes,
second of all, we're going to be even louder the next time we go to a movie theater with you.
That's right.
Knowledge is power. Tweet at us with the hashtag #WhatILearnedToday. This is the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson on the Blaze Radio Network.